Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I talked earlier this morning about participating in that Out of the Darkness walk last year at Bushnell Park, and you know how moving it was, and how just like many things, not the only thing, whether it's, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, a thing like Alzheimer's, and suicide is something that touches just almost all of us. Almost all of us know somebody, sadly, who took their own life, and it's something that, you know, we need to be able to share in that grief and try to prevent it from happening in the future and get people the help they need. And so, you know, we at WTIC and our family of stations here in Connecticut are proud to be involved in helping out the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And the walk is going to be about a month and a half from now, September 27th. It's a Saturday. And I encourage you, I mean, I saw people with families, you know, babies, kids, every walk of life, and it's a very chill, low-key walk. You walk as much as you want or as little as you want, and all for an incredible cause. So I encourage people to schedule ahead to, you know, to take part. And we want to welcome in Vu Tran, who is the co-chair or chairperson of the Capital Area Walk this year, and joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm so glad to be on. I'm so glad to be on with you this morning talking about the AFSP Out of the Darkness Walk. And we were really glad to have you last year. It's always a very moving and uplifting event, which you experience. And this year, we are excited to be partnering with a new venue. We are going to be at Duncan Park this year, the home of the Hartford Yard Goats, on September 27th. So it's just going to be a great day of community, of celebrating the ones that we've loved, that we have lost, of creating awareness, of reducing stigma, and of supporting a great cause in AFSP.
So how's it going to work? Are we going to walk around the stadium? Like, how's it going to actually work?
Yep. So we'll have resource tables on the concourse, and then our opening ceremonies will actually be above the away dugout. So our speakers will be standing above the dugouts, and the participants will be in the stands. And we're hoping for great weather on September 27th, because if so, they'll actually take us down to the field and we'll do a number of laps around the field. If it's raining that day, we'll do a number of laps around the concourse. And once again, it is participate as much as you would like. We'll likely do 4 laps around the field for those that are able to, but if folks want to do 1 or 2 with us, that's great as well.
I love it. And, you know, I'm sure you've had to deal with Tim Restall and the folks and Mike over there at the Yard Goats. They're great partners in so many ways. So I think that's an awesome idea. And again, it's September 27th. The weather last year was awesome. Hopefully it'll be the same. Just talk a little bit, Vu, about how many years this has been happening and, you know, what are your principal goals of doing it?
Yeah, so we are excited. This is actually the 10th year of the Capital Area Walk for AFSP. Our first walk was in East Hartford in 2015, so we'll be celebrating 10 years this year. And the goal of the walk serves multiple purposes. One is being in community, of sharing stories, of reducing the stigma around suicide. So we have what we call our honor bead ceremony, which is always one of the most moving parts of the walk, and during that bead ceremony, folks will wear beads to signify their relationship with the issue, whether they've lost a loved one, a child, a parent, whether they're a supporter of the cause. So that sense of awareness is a big reason why we do the walks. And then the funds raised go into a number of different categories. We do a lot of educational program that's free in the state of Connecticut to teach folks about the risks and to teach folks about how to speak about suicide and what resources are out there. We do advocacy programs to get more resources from the state capitol. We fund research programs that are new and innovative to reduce suicide, not only in Connecticut, but nationally. And then we also have a lot of support programs that we sponsor, both for folks that are bereaved, folks that have experienced loss, as well as folks that are struggling themselves.
We're talking with Vu Tran, who's the chairperson for the AFSP. Connecticut Capital Area Walk will be at Duncan Park. And again, AFSP is American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Just a couple quick questions, practical ones before we let you go. If people want to participate, where do they go to get information? And secondly, if anyone out there listening is concerned about anybody, friend, loved one, child, nephew, niece, whatever, where can they get resources on how to help?
Sure. In order to participate the walk, folks can go to afsp.org, and they can find a walk near them. Of course, our walk is in the Hartford area, so folks are close to Hartford. We would love to have them at the Hartford Walk, but we also have four other walks across the state between September and October. And through that walk website, so they can form a team, they can walk as individuals. We also have opportunities to volunteer and sponsor and be resource vendors. So all of that information will be at afsp.org, and they can click under Find a Walk and put in their zip code and find our walk information there. And as far as resources, the afsp.org website is also a great place to find resources. We also now have the 988 suicide hotline that is open nationally that folks can call into and get resources as well. We're very proud to be a partner to get that 988 number up and running. And it's a great resource for folks who need to call in, find resources, find someone to talk to.
Right. I'm assuming because it's at Duncan Park, no dogs?
Actually, that is a great question. I have seen dogs in the concourse. Probably no dogs on the field, likely. But we'll be sending out notifications leading up to the walk. So folks, go ahead and sign up for the walk today. And then we'll let you know whether those four-legged friends will be coming to the walk or not.
Got it. Well, we're excited to be a part of it and to help get the word out. It's September 27th at Duncan Park. Go to afsp.org and look for the walk near you. Again, this one is specific to the Hartford area, but depending on where you're listening, it might be another one that works for you too. And we hope everyone can make it out, and it's a beautiful day. Vu, thanks for coming on. And again, if we need to talk about it again before the walk, just let us know.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Brian.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.